神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心曲。
I know that all of you that have children are acquainted that your children have some fears.
我知道当我们抚养孩子的时候发现孩子心里面有些惧怕。
Actually, fear is an important part of the healthy development of every child.
害怕在我们的健康的一个发展的过程当中呢事实上是需要的。
In fact, fears are a necessary part of growing up.
所以意思是说呢长大的过程中呢有一些害怕感是必须的。
A child cannot develop emotionally without working through his or her fears.
当一个孩子在长大当中呢绝对没有办法不参与这种害怕的感受的。
That's why it's so detrimental when we possess our children and when we overshadow them and not allow them to work out some of the things in their life.
所以如果我们太过分地保护我们的孩子然后我们都防止他们避免他们有害怕的话那这样的话对他们成长事实上是不好的。
You see, there are normal fears that children experience during each stage of growth.
每一天孩子的成长过程当中都要经历一些正常的害怕感。
And they are usually resolved in the next stage of growth.
那这样的话这个所经过的这个感觉呢会关系到帮助到下一步的他要成长的。
But the problem comes, when these fears persist in going along and not being dissolved in the proper stage.
但是问题是如果他所有的这种害怕如果在他的这个阶段里面呢没有突破没有解决的话那继续的带到下一个阶段的时候就有问题了。
So when they've not been resolved in one stage and they go on into the next stage, they resurface in a new form.
如果把那个害怕再带到另外一个阶段的话那么他会把这个害怕呢用另外一种形态来表达出来。
And then if these fears are not resolved in the childhood, these fears then lodge in the child and they enlarge as adults' emotional strain.
这样的话他们会跟着孩子的成长然后呢到他长大之后在那里越来越扩展扩大这种害怕。
They can actually bring on depression, anxiety, bitterness, being timid,putting things off.
这样的话影响到长大之后呢会有沮丧焦虑然后有时候会延宕就是拖延做事情有时候很害羞而且会有苦读。
Now, these emotional problems robs an individual of joy.
这些都会偷取个人的这种里面的快乐喜乐。
They actually rob the person of the satisfaction of life.
有时候对我们的对生活的那种满足那种喜欢呢也会被偷取。
And they keep an individual from showing their abilities effectively.
这样也会没有办法有效的来发挥他们的那种能力。
You see, by showing and helping a child face and work through these fears, parents are actually helping these children to deal with a variety of emotional problems in their life.
如果我们要帮助这些孩子来建立他们的信心，然后去除他们心里的害怕的话，事实上我们是在帮助他们以后的这种情绪方面的需要。
But the problem is that parents usually feel inadequate, to the task of helping a child deal with his or her fears.
但是很多父母会觉得好像要帮助孩子没有这种惧怕感不害怕的话是很难的。
Lots of times we'll hear, I don't know what to do for them.
很多时候你会听到父母亲说呢，我不晓得该怎么办。
I don't know what to say.
我也不晓得该说什么。
What if I make a mistake?
如果我做错了怎么办？
What if I say something that will make my child fear more?
如果我说错的话，然后让我的孩子更害怕怎么办？
Well, we need God's help.
我当然我们需要神的帮助。
For in his word, he said, when you lack wisdom, call upon me.
他的话告诉我们，如果我们缺少智慧的话，我们可以向他求。
You know, one common mistake that parents make in trying to deal with a child's fears is that they try to solve the child's problem.
有一种会造成不对的这种解决方法的话，就是呢，父母亲呢，想要去代替孩子解决问题。
You see, the child has a problem. The fear is what comes from that problem.
当孩子有那个困难的时候呢，就带来了害怕。
And as parents, we cannot solve our children's problems.
但是呢，父母亲绝对不要代替孩子解决问题。
A child must resolve his or his own fear.
孩子必须要自己来面对解决他自己的害怕。
You see, actually, as a parent, we have to be alongside the child as a source of comfort and guidance.
父母亲陪着孩子，给他们引导，给他们安慰。
So the child knows that they don't have to go through it alone.
那让孩子确信说呢，他不需要自己单独的、孤独的来经过这些困难。
And you say, well, then how can I help them?
那我们怎么帮助他们呢？
Here's some points that I would like to give you.
我要给你几点。
Know your child.
认识你的孩子。
Well, you say, I he's with me. I bathe him. I clean them. I put them out to play. But that's not knowing your child.
或许你说呢，当然呢，我每一天喂他、带他，然后帮他洗澡，我怎么不认识我的孩子呢？事实上，这个不叫认识孩子。
Spend time with your child.
用一些时间、心思跟你的孩子在一起。
You say, but I'm there.
你说我就在旁边呢。
But spending time means you talk to them.
所谓的陪他们呢，就是呢，你要跟他们有一些沟通谈话。
You read to them.
你为他们念一些书。
You travel with them.
跟他们一起出去旅行。
And above all, you play with them.
跟他们一起玩。
Now, play is a wonderful medium in getting to know your child.
跟他一起玩的时候呢，是一个很好的一种媒介，可以多认识你的孩子。
In play, you understand what your child thinks and how your child feels.
在游玩的时候呢，你可以了解你的孩子的想法，还有他的感受。
Actually, you know, children often use play to reenact and resolve their own fears.
孩子可以常常从在玩的当中来解决，或者是放松他们的害怕。
They often work through relationships with people through play.
他们也会用那种人的关系来玩。
You see, play gives the children an outlet for physical and emotional energy.
因为呢，在玩的时候呢，他们的身体或者情绪也好呢，都是要用一些力量的。
And for expressing their innermost fears and concerns.
他们也可以表达他们里面的那种害怕的是什么，在意的是什么。
You see, by listening to and observing your child at play, you will gain valuable insights.Into his or her conflicts and fears.
所以如果你好好的听注意观察他们玩的时候的表达那么你就可以去知道了解他们的害怕他们里面的情绪是怎么样的。
I love to watch them play.
我很喜欢看孩子玩。
I can find out much about the children as I watch them.
那当我看他们玩的时候我就可以观察到这个孩子。
Some of them that act so strong and like they're in control,Every once in a while, you'll see the doubts and fears come up in them.
即使你看到一个很刚烈的孩子，他们好像什么都可以做，但是你就发现到偶尔他会表现出他害怕的地方。
Try it. Observe your children playing as well as playing with you.
当他们跟你一起玩的时候呢，你好好的观察，去看看你的孩子，认识你的孩子。
Now, as I said, read to your children.
对他们呢，念一些书。
You see, unlike the television, the child has to use their imagination as well as the sound from the stories.
当孩子们在看电视的时候，他们需要用自己的这种联想力来跟这个电视节目有连接。
You see, as you read to them or they read, they create their own mental pictures.
同样的，当他们用念的时候或听你念的时候呢，他们需要自己去想象那个图案。
And they place themselves in the story.
他们会把自己放到这个故事里面去。
You see, through reading, through the stories, a child exercises his or her imagination and power of identification with the character in the drama.
当他们在听个故事或念个故事的时候呢，他们把自己就放在那个情境里面，然后把自己的感受会把它用着联想力呢，把它放到里面的一个角色去。
So as a child enters into the story mentally and emotionally, and they process this drama, they begin to see their own problem and begin to work out the conflict.
有时候他们一面在念，一面在想象这个故事的时候，那他们会也看到自己的问题，就比较适当的来解决自己的害怕。
That's why I think some children like you to read certain stories over and over to them.
那就是为什么有些孩子呢，一直要你重复的一次一次的念某一个同样的故事给他听。
Then you can discuss with your child, and you can give them your response and your feeling about the story.
然后你可以跟你的孩子一起讨论，也让他们知道说你对这个故事的反应跟你的看法是怎么样。
And often the children then is able to open up and share with you.
这样的话，孩子们也会敞开他们自己来跟你讲他的感受。
And as you discuss, you find out fears and feelings that your child had that you would have never discovered otherwise.
在当中呢，从你们的讨论当中，你就会从那里发现你孩子的感觉跟他的害怕。可能从别的地方你感觉不来，你知道不来的。
This is like talking to your child.
那就像你跟你的孩子讲话一样。
Being able to listen and to talk and to understand how they are feeling.
能够听他们讲，跟他说，然后感受他们的感觉。
Maybe they're afraid of a storm.
或许他们很害怕那些风暴。
Now, maybe then they can begin to explain to you how they feel during that storm.
可以开始跟他谈到底他们在这个风暴的时候呢，狂风啊暴雨的时候，他们有什么感觉
？And that why they feel so fearful.
为什么他们那么害怕呢
？And maybe through this, as they have spoken it, it becomes real to them, and they begin to focus and understand their fear.
那他们在谈的时候，就会更知道自己，好像体验到自己的那种害怕。
Now you see, children have to be allowed to take their own responsibility for their feeling.
你要知道，孩子们要对自己的感觉负责任。
You see, sometimes we try to take our children over, and we'll say, "Now I'll lie down here until you go to sleep."
有时候我们会对孩子说呢，这样好了，我跟你啊陪你躺在这里，然后等你睡着了。
But that's not really what your child wants to hear.
那不是你的孩子想听到的答案。
Now, many times what the child is really hearing by their parents' behavior of laying down there beside them is, I'll stay with you and make sure that that monster don't get you.
如果你这样说的话，孩子好像听到说呢，你会留下来陪他，一直到这个怪物来了，你会帮助他，不要让他伤害他。
Instead of being reassured, then the child experiences even greater anxiety.
这样的话不但不会给他有安全感，反而让他有更大的焦虑感。
Sometimes the parent will come in and shine the flashlight into the closet.
有时候呢，父母亲呢会拿着一个手电筒，然后呢照一照他们的这个衣橱。
They'll open the drawers.
打开抽屉。
And then they'll look under the bed.
然后也照一照他的床下。
And this may give the child some temporary relief.
或许这样会给孩子们暂时的那种安全感。
But it doesn't resolve the fear.
但是并没有解决他里面的害怕。
Instead, we should let the children know that we're nearby and we'll talk with them about what's causing this fear.
那不要这样做，我们应该要跟孩子们好好的谈一谈他们在怕什么，什么让他害怕。
Now let's look at some of the things that you can help him and stand by him to help him to resolve these fears.
我们来看看几样可以帮助他解决他害怕的这样的几个原则。
If there are special conditions that contribute to your child's fears, get rid of that condition.
如果有些情况特别会带给你孩子害怕的话，你就把那些情况那些东西拿开。
If it's a tree limb outside that's rubbing up against the window, cut the limb off.
如果说呢，比如说呢，在外面有一棵树呢，在他的孩子的这个窗户上面呢，有一些影子，就把它砍掉吧。
Maybe the dresser, when it's dark, looks like something there that scares the child. Then change it someplace else in the room.
或许呢，有一个家具呢，刚好在晚上呢，会有一个这种影子出来，好像是某一个人在那里。那这样的话，就把它移开。
See, if you can find something that can stop the cycle of his fears, then this will be very, very helpful.
所以你要阻断那个会让你孩子有害怕的一些环境，一些东西。
Do you know, even keeping our children physically healthy will help?
那有时候让你的孩子有一个健康的身体也是会帮助他的。
Make sure that they get plenty of sleep so they won't be jumpy or jittery.
让他们有足够的睡眠，这样的话，他们就不会好像很急躁不安。
Another thing is music. Music can influence that child. It has a calming influence if you play the proper music.
如果你能够放适当的音乐给他们听的话，音乐有非常好的安静他们的作用。
Have things that your child can do so, but it gets ready to go to bed, it's really tired.
那当孩子们要上床的时候，他们已经累了。
Then sleep can come easy.
所以呢，这样的话容易呢睡着。
You know, if we can make sure there's plenty of laughter and fun in our family, that our children has a spirit of real enjoyment in the family, this will help.
如果在家里面呢，塑造一些让孩子很高兴的气氛，让他们好好的笑一番，这样的话对孩子也很有帮助的。
Make sure that there isn't any problems physically. Get a medical exam for your child.
惧怕的孩子有时候你要去让他检查身体，看有没有什么身体上的问题。
Actually, there are some medicines that brings on anxiety and fear symptoms.
有时候呢，有一些药呢，可以帮助他们这种焦虑或者是害怕的这种情况。
Actually, as a Christian, we pray with our children.
那身为神的儿女的话，我们要跟我们的孩子一起祷告。
We try to develop a faith in God.
我们要帮他们建立跟主耶稣跟神的关系。
We must not get to the place where we tell the child there's nothing to be afraid of.
我们不要到个地步呢，跟孩子说呢，有什么好害怕的，好像否认他的害怕。
Just get back in bed and go back to sleep.
有时候你跟他说呢，回去睡觉。
This doesn't reassure the child. Instead of it's telling them your fears are insignificant, they don't matter.
那事实上呢，你不是在跟孩子说呢，你的害怕呢。事实上是不需要害怕的，而是在跟他说呢，你害怕根本不在意，我不在意。
To the child, it is very real.
这样对孩子的害怕，你要记得是很真实的。
Often as parents, we confuse a child's fright when they're frightened with a child's fear.
有时候我们混淆了，把孩子的那种里面的恐惧跟外面的那种惊吓，把它混淆掉了。
You see, fright is a symptom.
那外面这个惊吓是一个症状。
They'll say, Mom and Dad, I'm scared.
比如说他们说呢，妈妈我好怕哦。
But fear is the underlying a problem that provokes that fear.
那事实上是里面呢有一种恐惧来产生外面的这种惊吓。
You see, children have deep fears many times that they're unable to verbalize, to tell you, but it comes out as being frightened.
那孩子呢里面呢有一些害怕他们就用嘴巴来讲出来表达出来呢可是表达出来的行为是一种惊吓。
So you see the fear is really a real issue.
那真正的问题是在里面的恐惧。
And it must not be dismissed.
而且不要忽略它。
Now listen, you know, without judging the child,When they tell you about their feelings.
当他们告诉你他们有这种害怕的感觉的时候呢绝对不要随便的论断他。
Allow the child to be afraid.
容许他们害怕。
Develop a feeling that you understand what he's going through.
你要建立出一种态度让他知道说呢我很了解你现在的害怕。
You might be able to say to him, I know you're scared. I was scared when I was your age too.
你或许可以跟他说呢我知道你现在很害怕。我以前小时候也是这样害怕的。
You might say to them, I'll walk with you to the bed, and then we'll sit down and talk for a few minutes.
你或许可以带着他，陪着他走到他的床上、床边，然后呢，开始跟他谈论。
You see, this helps a child recognize that his fear is real and it matters to you.
那这样的意思是说呢，你承认他的害怕这个事情呢，事实上是真实的，而且呢，你也在意他的感受。
And in many ways, he may feel, well, if mama went through this or daddy went through this, I'll survive.
所以他就会想说呢，我爸爸妈妈也有这种害怕，也害怕过，所以呢，那我也应该会过去的。
You can say to them,I can't resolve your fear. That's your job, but I'm here when you need me.
你可以跟他说呢，我没有办法解决你这种害怕，因为你需要去克服，但是呢，我在这里，你需要我，你就叫我。
Before I go on any further, I want to discuss to you some of the fears of childhood.
那在我在更进一步的谈时候，我要跟你先谈一谈，到底有哪一些让孩子害怕。
That little toddler, that little infant has fears.
小小的孩子他很害怕。
One of their big fears is of you leaving them, of you abandoning them.
那一个最大让他害怕就是呢，当你呢离开他，就让他看不到你的时候。
You know how often your little one, when they see you getting ready to leave, they cry.
你看到有时候你准备要离开的时候，那个小小的孩子呢就会哭了。
Also, they have a fear of losing their parents' love and approval.
他们也很害怕失去父母亲对他们的肯定还有对他们的爱。
And believe it or not, they have a fear of which parent will love them. So they will compete for the father's love and the mother's love.
有时候呢，也会对于父母亲给的爱不一样呢，有一种比较跟害怕。
Then when they get to a preschool age...They have a fear that people of power, big people, might have hurt them.
有时候呢，到了开始啊上学前的学校的时候呢，像幼稚园呐、育幼班呐，他们开始会怕那些比他们强壮的人。
And during this time, they have fears of nightmares and night terrors.
有时候在晚上睡觉呢，常常会有那种啊做噩梦的情况。
Then you have those who are going to school now.
那开始上学了。
They have a fear of competing and losing.
他们有时候呢，很怕得失，就是很怕患得患失。
They have a fear of being insignificant and without value.
他们很怕呢，自己没有作用，没有能力，怕自己没有价值。
That's why they need to develop the area of competency in their lives during those school years.
那就是为什么在这个开始上学的这段时间呢，要一定要发展出他们的那种能力，学习的能力。
And then teenagers has fears.
然后青少年也有他们的问题。
Actually, fear of growing up and having to face life and responsibilities.
他们有时候是很怕长大，需要面对人生的各种责任。
Some of them are very fearful of being liberated and have to leave and the independence they must show.
有很多孩子呢，青少年呢，也很怕离家或者是需要自己独立的这样子过生活。
The fear of new situations and new challenges.
对新的挑战，对新的这种啊情境呢，很害怕。
So you see, your child's fears is not limited to the dark.
所以呢，你的孩子的害怕不是只有面对黑暗的时候才害怕。
But they're in many issues of their life, and that's why they need to learn how to overcome them.
人生里面很多情况都会害怕的，他们要学习怎么样来克服害怕。
Sometimes your child may need the help of a counselor.
有时候你的孩子需要找一个辅导的人。
Some kind of a professional help.
比较专业性的帮忙。
And many times, how they work with this is, they will, if a child has a fear, maybe of dogs.
比如说呢，一个孩子呢，很怕狗。
They will many times show them pictures of dogs.
那有时候他们会给他看一些狗的照片。
They'll give them little stuffed toys to play with.
也给他们一些狗的玩具去玩。
They'll show them the dogs in the pet shops.
然后呢，让他们带他们去看那些宠物的店，看狗。
They'll try to allow them to touch a friendly dog.
然后让他碰一碰，摸一摸那个很友善的狗。
You see, this doesn't only help the fear of dogs, but there's a deeper fear, you see. It's a fear of being overpowered.
那事实上这不是只有帮助他们克服对狗的恐惧，而且呢，也让他们克服一种好像啊很怕外面的强势的那种惧怕。
Then there's positive reinforcement.
那还有一个比较就是积极性的啊这样的一个帮助的方法。
This involves praise.
那这个事呢，就会包括就是要去赞美他。
Praise the child when he or she has the courage to face the fearful situation.
当他们克服了之后呢，你要去赞美他。
You might say, you did great. It was scary, but you faced it and you won. You're really a champ.
你可以对一个孩子说呢，事实上好可怕，没有错，但是呢，你已经不怕了，你已经克服了，你好棒哦，去称赞他。
The opposite of positive reinforcement involves refusing to give attention to the fear symptom.
跟积极的这种方法呢，相反的就是呢，你不要太在意他的害怕的这些症状。
Now, this works in situations where the fear symptom is being used by the child, maybe unconsciously, but being used to gain attention.
这是在孩子呢，在无意识中常常用害怕来引起你注意的情况下才用。
By ignoring the fear symptom, then, it helps because then the child may get over it.
所以这种情况下面呢，你就故意的去不去注意他的害怕，这样的话就帮助他能够不会那么的在意或那么的要引起你的注意。
Anxiety and fear operates on three levels.
焦虑或者是恐惧呢，有三个层次。
An individual will feel anxiety about feelings and experiences from the past.
那第一种呢，是对于过去带来的这种焦虑。
Or an individual will feel anxiety about a present problem.
或者是这个个体呢，对于目前这个情况的一种焦虑跟恐惧。
And the third is that the individual, in fact, is afraid of the fear itself. Because once they've experienced maybe like an anxiety attack, they're so fearful in the future what might happen.
那接下来呢，就是这个个别呢，这个个体呢，因为有过去的这种焦虑跟恐惧的经验，以至于对未来也有产生这种焦虑。
Now, how can you help them with these fears?
那怎么办呢？
When a child tells you something about his fears, restate it to him just like he has said it.
那当孩子跟你述说他的害怕的时候呢，重复的再把他讲的再讲一次。
Maybe you can say to them, I hear you telling me you're scared and that you feel like crying.
你是告诉我说啊，你现在很害怕，所以你很想哭，是不是？
I know it's scary when I'm away for a while.
那当然我知道，妈妈知道说我离开的时候呢，你会很害怕。
Sometimes a child is in denial about his fears.
有时候呢，一个孩子呢，也会想要去拒绝承认他有害怕。
And gently maybe you may have to say to them, now you tell me that you're not afraid to go into the doctor.
然后你就去啊，跟他提醒说呢，你是说你不害怕去看医生吗？
But by the way you wring your hands and bite your lips, I can see that you feel anxious.
你可以告诉你的孩子说，但是呢，我看到你的手，还有你在咬嘴唇呢，我就知道你是有害怕的。
It helps them to face this so that they can overcome it.
帮他们面对，然后让他们克服。
Share your own feelings and your own experiences.
把你自己的经验呢，亲身的经验呢，一样跟他们讲。
Tell them how you were afraid when you were a child.
告诉他们你小时候害怕什么东西。
And you might even say, even now I have some fears.
甚至连现在都可以跟孩子说呢，我现在还是会怕什么。
Don't give them any that's too hard for them to handle, but just simple fears.
不要给他们那种太强烈的那种恐惧，只是简单的例子让他们认同。
Because you don't want to give them your fears.
因为你不是要把你的害怕让他们也去害怕。
But you see, knowing that you've gone through them, then the child can look to you for security.
当孩子们呢知道你有这种经验的时候呢，他们就学着你，看着你，就有一种安全感了。
So as we look at this today, we see the fears of children.
今天我们看到孩子们会有一些恐惧。
But we are all know what fear is.
我们都知道什么叫害怕。
But God tells us that perfect love casts out fear.
神的话告诉我们，完全的爱把惧怕除去。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，
由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。